Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, checking in with Indianola Girls Tennis with Head Coach Nathan Liston. Coach, it's good to talk to you back again in another year of Indianola Girls Tennis after, I think, a very strong year last year as well in bringing back a decent amount of varsity athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. We went kind of 13-4 overall last year, and only losses were, you know, to some of the top teams in the state. And yeah, you're right. We brought back a lot of talent. Got a junior-heavy, senior-heavy varsity this year, but it's a good thing to see lots of talent.
Well, when you take a look at some of the top spots, I know Audra Dowler was up there last year. Bryn Bishop was a big part of that. I think I'm missing a couple of their seniors that were a big part of that varsity roster. And as every high school coach has to go through, you have to try and find a way to replace them, but that's going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's especially when you look at some of the leadership that Audra and Bryn and Keely Grubel as well brought to the table. Yeah, it's always hard to lose that, but I'm quite fortunate with tennis that I get some really good girls, really good athletes out for the team. And they're also very supportive and they're quick learners. So got a few too that, you know, they put in the time in the off season, like Emily Allen, and Ryan Boster really have, taken, you know, kind of tennis year round and kind of taken to the sport. But looking at maybe Zoe Bell, Macy Lursa, Lauren Danielson, Paige Dahl, all incredible athletes. They're all seniors this year and they just soak up knowledge and they really, you know, take coaching to heart and learn quickly. So, it's a good, varsity, strong varsity this year.
I think one of the biggest strengths last year as well was the depth of the team, and you're going to find some teams that just have a really strong, you know, 1-6, but a lot of times Indianola just kind of brute forced their way to a lot of wins last year. Is that how you see it going this year as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You look at, you know, some of our seniors last year with Audra, Brennan, Keely, and at any given point, you know, any of them could get that upset over a strong varsity team. But then, yeah, that's exactly what we really pulled away with the victories was through our depth on the roster with varsity. And I think this is another year where we can do that. But I'd even argue that our kind of top few players are even stronger than they have been in the past. Really, Emily Allen and Zoe Belt have really stood out for singles this year. And Macy Lursa and Lauren Danielson are no slouch at 3-4 spot, kind of where they're slotted right now to start the season. So I'm excited. I think it'll be a good year for them, and it'll be interesting too once the conference play starts to see how strong the conference is this year.
We don't have to talk specific names, but I know JV has been a big focus of development for you, and even getting girl athletes who maybe even haven't played tennis to join the team when they're freshmen and sophomores, just to learn a little bit and then be ready to contribute as juniors and seniors if necessary. How's that been going over the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we have a few people that maybe didn't do tennis yet the first few years, and they've come out to the team and they've soaked it up and been sponges, and they found that tennis is just a fun sport that they can play for life. And that's what I also try to hammer home at the beginning of the season meeting as well, is that, hey, as long as you're taking it seriously, as long as you're out on the court, being active, being healthy, I'm happy to have you out. It's okay if, you know, you're upperclassmen coming out for the first time, or if you're just looking for a sport to be active, be healthy, and you don't play a sport otherwise. We've got quite a few of those girls, but you even look at it, you know, after a year or two, sometimes with some of them, they still work their way up the JV roster, and makes my job hard as a coach because I'm incredibly fortunate with the numbers that we have in the program. But fortunately, have some good coaches as well with Coach Huss and Coach Larson.
I talked a lot with Coach Busby about just that partnership between the boys and girls programs and being able to just go out and hit and how much that makes everybody better. Do you see that with that good partnership here at Indianola?
Absolutely. It'll be kind of weird in the fall when the girls' tennis moves to the fall and the boys aren't practicing next to us, but you know, sometimes after practice I see a few of the girls hitting with the boys, or you know, before the season starts they're out together mixing it up and really challenging each other, and that's a great thing that we really need. And iron sharpens iron, and you get stronger by playing some better talent, better opponents, and so it's nice to, you know, from go sparring against the same people every day at practice and go play against a few of the guys. It's always good.
Start the season off on Monday hosting, or I believe traveling for Des Moines Lincoln, and then you jump right into Little Hawkeye Conference play on the road at Newton, and then there's a pretty tough stretch. Pella, then you head to Johnston. What do you want to see over this first week and a half or so?
So we play Urbandale and Lincoln, as a doubleheader this
Okay.
coming Monday. And Urbandale is always a good test at the very beginning of the season. They've got a good coach with Zach Martins, and he's always got a strong squad, and they're kind of ranked in the top 15 for the state in the kind of preseason poll. So it'll be fun to see if we kind of just faltered a little bit in our doubles play last year and lost to them 7-4. So I'm really hoping we can have a good, strong showing. And Lincoln this year as well, they've got a huge program, a wonderful coach with Karen Sissel. So it's kind of, we'll see. They always have a good top few kind of 1 and 2 spot players. So it'll be a good challenge to start the year for our squad. Newton and Oskaloosa, they're nothing ever to look past. It'll be fun to see. Oskaloosa's kind of got a new head coach this year. And Newton always has had some great coaches the past few years, but Pella is always the one that they won state last year for 1A. I know they graduated a few players, so maybe with our strong squad this year, we can give them a good run for their money and maybe pull off the upset.
Final thoughts or any goals that you think the team has this year, or just kind of the team dynamic that jumped out at you the most over the first couple weeks of practice?
Oh, man, it's hard to decide kind of the bottom few spots for doubles for varsity because we've just got a good group of girls that are competing for that kind of final spot for doubles, and the top JV roster is loaded as well, so it's good to see for the future. And we're just hoping that we can get a good draw for postseason play and maybe have a few individuals qualify for state. I think this is a good year to do it if we can stay healthy and stay mentally sharp. And last year we were fortunate to get by the first round of team state or regional state draws. So maybe the team can get an even better draw this year, and never know what can happen. So that's kind of my goals for the season.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Nathan Liston, Indianola Girls Tennis. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.